From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of State cautions these are dangerous times. The top U.S. diplomat is in China on the third and final leg of his first Asia tour, focusing on North Korea and its controversial nuclear and missile programs. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Saturday described the events of the day after meeting in Beijing with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi.
Foreign Minister Wang has agreed that we will work together to see if we cannot bring the government in Pyongyang to a place where they want to make a different course, make a course correction, and move away from their development of their nuclear weapons. But it is with a certain sense of urgency that we both feel because of the current situation that we have on the peninsula.
Tillerson plans to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Sunday. Beyond North Korea, discussions are likely to focus on trade and South China Sea territorial disputes. A man with suspected links to radical Islam was fatally shot at a Paris airport on Saturday after attempting to steal the rifle of a patrol soldier. According to officials, the man was identified by the Associated Press as 39-year-old Zayed Ben Belgassem. He wrestled a soldier to the ground and attempted to take her rifle, according to French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian. He said it was the female soldier who was attacked by the man who brought her to the ground and tried to take her weapon. She managed to hang on to it, but her two comrades thought it was necessary, and they were right to do so, to open fire to protect her, and especially to protect all the people who were around. No one else was injured in the incident, which took place at Paris's Orly Airport at about 8:30 in the morning local time. The Paris prosecutor's office said the suspect had his home searched in 2015 after the terror attack in Paris that killed 130 people.